Ted Kitchens joining us live. GMI Studios, regular partner and sponsor out there, heads up the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport, does a phenomenal job over there with his team. And despite some curveballs sometimes with Mother Nature and technology glitches with the airlines, Ted, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Great to be with you.
Well, I always like to know, now we're past the holidays. We're getting into the next thing, I guess, are the big February school vacation weeks. The United Airlines CEO already saying a week or so ago, nothing to do with your airport or your carriers for the most part, just saying expect interruptions. It's almost the new norm with air travel, not on your end, but on the carriers. How are things looking?
Yeah, I would push back on that commentary by Scott. If anything, you know, I think he just jinxed himself in some ways. You know, if you look at the way these last few interruptions have gone. But I mean, the carriers here are doing a phenomenal job. And I'd like to give just a word of praise to my airfield team. They've had to battle two storms, and they got another one coming in tomorrow night, and they've done a phenomenal job of keeping the airfield open. I don't think we had any cancellations yesterday. We had maybe a few delays, but the airlines and the airport, I mean, obviously we have to support each other, and they did a phenomenal job keeping their end of the bargain up.
Yeah, and again, we're getting now really into the winter, and we actually had a normal, nice snowstorm, if you will, from some perspectives. But some people want to get away, and they can't wait to get to Florida. And you have all these great destinations, all these great options, all these great carriers now bringing people south to get a break from the colder, snowy, icy stuff, right?
Yeah, so obviously Southwest is flying into Orlando once daily, and Tampa Saturday only. Spirit is doing nonstops to Orlando in Southwest Florida. They're bringing back Tampa for February winter break, Saturday only. So if you're looking at getting down to the Tampa region, you have both Southwest and Spirit to choose from. And Spirit is even upgauging some of their aircraft to their largest aircraft they have in their fleet, the A321. So that's 228 seats on each departure to both Orlando and Southwest Florida from March 9th through the 4th of April. So even after winter breaks, as we get into the spring breaks, we'll have plenty of capacity to choose from to fly out of Manchester.
Yeah, and you know, some of these, the cost, the efficiency, and the value. I mean, some of these, even though we've seen some costs go up, I mean, still very affordable to fly out of Manchester Boston Regional Airport for a vacation or a couple weeks or even a 4-day weekend to go south.
Yeah. So, I mean, even though Spirit's costs are rising, they're rising at the same rate as other airline costs. So they're still, you know, if you look at the galaxy of airline costs and airline tickets, they're still probably the cheapest, tickets out there. Just may not be as cheap as in previous times because of labor costs and fuel costs going up over the last year.
Listen to Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport Executive Director. Ted, just quickly, I know you don't have I think you may know roughly the answer. I don't mean to put you on the spot. On any given weekday, normal, how many Spirit flights in and out of Manchester are you seeing to Florida? I mean, how many different flights starting in the morning right through the evening are available?
Yeah, so we have two daily operations for the most part, except on Tuesday, Wednesday. They don't fly Southwest Florida, but Orlando is daily throughout the week, and then Southwest Florida is five times a week. So we're looking at about 1.8 daily departures on average, to Florida, but on Spirit. And then, of course, you have, the Southwest flights to Orlando as well.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Ted Kitchens making a great, great Tuesday, and everything's clear this morning and going despite some snow.
Yes, sir. We're fully open and operational. We had the 5 o'clock departure, 6 o'clock departures this morning go off just fine. We're in business. Always are.
You know what? I know you are. I haven't asked you in our segments. How are you doing on employment and recruitment? Do you have openings? I imagine you must for like some of the maintenance, the operations, facilities.
Yeah. We do. I mean, there's a little bit of a churn going on in the maintenance side. But we're fully employed, maybe one, two people below our full complement. But we're able to find some employees whenever we do post the positions. But it is becoming more and more difficult, without a doubt.
All right. Thank you very much. Ted Kitchens, Manchester, Boston Regional Airport with an update. One of our great partners and sponsors. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. Thank you, Ted.
Appreciate it, Jack. Always great to be with you.